and welcome to these series of episodes as we talk about AI. I'm excited to have as a guest today, John Wilson. He's a member of the TBM Standards Committee and has led technology strategy and transformation roles at companies like Credit Suisse, MetLife, and Wells Fargo. So John, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me.
So can you introduce to us a little bit about what you do for these companies?
Absolutely. So I've had the pleasure of working with numerous companies, as you just articulated, in the areas of portfolio management, financial management, architecture strategy, really any of the disciplines that come together to organize and cultivate value in those companies.
That's great. In your experience, you've seen a lot of different technology waves. How is AI similar or different to what you've seen in the past?
Great question. Well, just like so many technologists that are potentially watching this now, I would say that AI is a faster moving wave than what I've experienced previously. But what I will say is it's actually very similar to other things we've experienced. So as we go forward, I feel like companies are wanting to lead and be the first adopter. There's a fear of missing out in some instances. And when thinking about that, I think back to cloud migrations and I think back to project to product. And each time that we've gone to deploy a new technology or capability, it's really important to pause and take an awareness of what your company is trying to actually achieve with this new capability.
What are some ways you can formulate a strategy? Like, what are some of the key things that you should define in terms of building an AI strategy?
Yeah, so usually when I'm thinking about technology that's being adopted or a new concept, I first say, okay, well, what are we trying to do? Are we trying to innovate something brand new for the company, a new way of working, a new way of operating? Are we trying to grow revenue? Are we trying to reduce operating expense? What are the problem statements that we're actually attempting to address? And then with that, I find that what you need to do is take that solution or those solutions, plural, and try and apply those appropriately.
And is there things that technology leaders should be careful about before they jump in?
Absolutely. So going back to having a deliberate strategy, deliberate mindset, with AI or any new technology, if you dive in too quickly, you run the risk of unintentionally bloating your operating expense with too many tools that maybe do the same thing. You run the risk of having excessive time to market or implementation costs because it wasn't thought through. And in this unique situation of AI, comparable actually to cloud, you run privacy risks and things of that as well. So there's a number of areas where you could trip if you're not deliberate in your footing.
Now, I presume you've been in a situation where you have multiple business units or business lines who are all looking at something like AI. What do you have to be careful about if there's multiple efforts?
Absolutely. This is near and dear to me. So in this instance, what you want to try and do is elevate this from this idea of evaluating use cases to capabilities. So HR may be coming to you and saying that they have a specific use case for their consumer or partner. And in some instances, you might find that security is coming to you in any number of these groups. And superficially, they may look like different problems to be solved. But going back to having a deliberate strategy, if we take a step back and we think about this toolkit, we say, okay, well, we have things like generative AI that does text generation and summarization. We have things like machine learning and predictive intelligence that help us actually predict a future value based off historical data. We have potential links into automation. When you start to think about the capabilities, you actually start to see commonality between those departmental use cases. Mm-hmm. And you, if managed appropriately and decisively, you have the opportunity to keep your operating expense appropriately sized and to keep a very simplified tech stack as well.
And it feels like what you're saying is there are times where if a company doesn't collaborate on some of this technology vision, there may be chances or there may be risks that they actually would both buy a tool that is doing the same thing.
Absolutely. I've seen it time and time again where the company unintentionally buys 2, 3, 4, 5 tools. And they're not perfect overlaps, admittedly, they're not. Mm-hmm. But there's enough Venn diagram overlap that it creates jurisdictional question about, well, which solution should we be using for this particular problem statement? And it creates dialogue about how do I actually begin to integrate with both of these or many of these in some instances with some of our platforms.
Do you ever feel like there's a risk, though, of being too cautious and missing out on a opportunity?
Absolutely. I don't believe that being decisive and having a strategy and being thoughtful has to be counter moving fast. I think that you can move aggressively in the market, but I just don't believe you should be doing so at the cost of having a deliberate direction.
Now, another aspect of building an AI strategy, I think, is do you have a opportunity to build something yourself or go outside and buy a solution? How do you think about weighing that?
This is a really important topic. So we started off saying that we would like to know what the business is trying to accomplish. What are those strategies? What are the key values that we're trying to drive? And then we discussed briefly, well, what are the capabilities that this technology provides for us and how can we deploy it to fulfill those? Now you're asking, well, should we be augmenting it or buying it? And I think there's a series of questions for me personally. So the first two questions that I would ask is this a differentiator for our company, or is it rather intricate and complex and nuanced specifically to us? If the answer is yes to either of those, I would probably evaluate the option of bringing it in-house. If the answer is no, and this is more commoditized, I think I'm going to look more into the market. But it doesn't stop there. Once that's been done, you start to ask yourself, okay, if I want to make this solution, let's say it is a differentiator, do I have the resources, both the human capital and the actual technology? What's going to be that time to market on that? And how's that going to affect ROI? So it's not just clear cut, oh, this is a differentiator, so we should build it. Sometimes there's a commingling of these two solutions. Maybe you actually start with something that's more market ready as you develop something.
And sometimes you mentioned this with like the talent and everything can get very costly, especially in the specialized field. And so do you think about as part of like in your strategy role, is cost something you have to think about?
Absolutely. Sorry, my shock face. Yes, we must think about cost. At the end of the day, any number of business goals, excluding maybe sustainability and human wellness, come back to reducing operating expense and improving your overall revenue and your margins. So I think that we always have to be mindful of the financial implications, and the complexity and the path that you choose is going to increase or decrease the implementation costs and the time to when you actually start to have that realization of value.
And I would guess it's also how you intersect with the TBM community is in the strategy role, being mindful of how you make the most out of your investments.
Absolutely. We would like to believe that the TBM construct allows us to organize technology resources more than just a dollar sign, but what that resource does for you. And then through that organization, there are financial transparencies, but there's also insights and awareness around what you're doing with those resources. And you can begin to align with your business partners and accelerate on delivery.
And that's technology agnostic. It can be, you could be talking about cloud, we can talk about AI.
Absolutely. We'd like to believe so.
Yeah. So as a technology leader, what are some of the things that you're excited about that AI can do for you?
Absolutely. And I've spoken a number of times with you about the governance and the risk aspects and being measured, but you're right, this is an exciting technology and it's okay to be excited about it. So when I think about AI, I find that I have personal excitement around the notion of using it to augment and simplify some of the tasks that are occurring that are very repetitive. I think that that's a real value add. I think about the number of staff that we have on a service desk, handling calls and chatting with users and having to actually take their notes and fill out incidents. And the idea of just simply hitting summarize and bringing that back, making it more organic, that's meaningful to them. For me, what I find it beneficial as a user is actually using AI in a conversational way to maybe joust with on the strategy of where I'm going and hash through thoughts that I have on a subject before a session.
And have you ever used it just to think about like what would happen if I did something? So more like that what if scenario planning.
Absolutely. So and to that note, I find that as a practitioner, not an expert, but as a practitioner, I find that I have to follow up my generative AI inquiries with what's wrong with what I've stated. What are the pitfalls? What are the fallacies? What are the things that I've not incorporated? Very similar, adjacent, but similar mm-hmm. to your notion around scenario planning and basically looking for those things that weren't immediately in the forefront.
Which actually you bring up a good point, which is, you know, a lot of technology leaders, I think, are going to have to learn how to work with AI.
Yeah. Absolutely. So this is something that you mentioned technology leaders, but I believe that this is the entire workforce. There's a real call to action here that if we want to remain relevant, this is just like learning any of the fundamental technologies that we learned in the 90s. So I've encouraged my staff at all job grades to do searching and evaluation of what they're comfortable using this technology with. We have to be cognizant that even though it's a very capable technology, mm-hmm. There's mixed emotions about it from different stakeholders, different constituents, different users. So I've encouraged people to basically find where their comfort level is mm-hmm. and use the technology for that or to that extent.